The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Part 22. Book 3. The 29th chapter. How we must call upon and bless the Lord when trouble presses. The Disciple. Blessed be your name forever, O Lord, who have willed that this temptation and trouble come upon me. I cannot escape it, yet I must fly to you, that you may help me and turn it to my good. Now I am troubled, Lord, and my heart is not at rest, for I am greatly afflicted by this present suffering. Beloved Father, what shall I say? I am straitened in harsh ways. Save me from this hour to which, however, I am come, that you may be glorified when I am deeply humbled and freed by you. May it please you, then, to deliver me, Lord. For what can I, poor wretch that I am, do, or where can I go without you? Give me patience, Lord, even now. Help me, my God, and I will not be afraid, however much I may be distressed. But here, in the midst of these troubles, what shall I say? Your will be done, Lord. I have richly deserved to be troubled and distressed, yet I must bear it. Would that I could do so patiently until the storm passes and calm returns. Yet your almighty hand can take this temptation from me, or lighten its attack so that I do not altogether sink beneath it. As you, my God, my mercy, have very often done for me before. And the more difficult my plight, the easier for you is this change of the right hand of the Most High. The 30th chapter. The quest of divine help and confidence in regaining grace. The voice of Christ. My child, I am the Lord who gives strength in the day of trouble. Come to me when all is not well with you. Your tardiness in turning to prayer is the greatest obstacle to heavenly consolation. For before you pray earnestly to me, you first seek many comforts, and take pleasure in outward things. Thus, all things are of little profit to you, until you realize that I am the one who saves those who trust in me, and that outside of me there is no worthwhile help, or any useful counsel, or lasting remedy. But now, after the tempest, take courage. Grow strong once more in the light of my mercies, for I am near, says the Lord, to restore all things, not only to the full, but with abundance and above measure. Is anything difficult for me? Or shall I be as one who promises and does not act? Where is your faith? Stand firm and persevere. Be a man of endurance and courage, and consolation will come to you in due time. Wait for me. Wait, and I will come to heal you. It is only a temptation that troubles you, a vain fear that terrifies you. Of what use is anxiety about the future? Does it bring you anything but trouble upon trouble? Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. It is foolish and useless to be either grieved or happy about future things which perhaps may never happen. But it is human to be deluded by such imaginations, and the sign of a weak soul to be led on by suggestions of the enemy. For he does not care whether he overcomes you by love of the present or fear of the future. Let not your heart be troubled, therefore, nor let it be afraid. Believe in me and trust in my mercy. When you think you are far from me, then often I am very near you. When you judge that almost all is lost, then very often you are in the way of gaining great merit. All is not lost when things go contrary to your wishes. You ought not judge according to present feelings, nor give in to any trouble whenever it comes, or take it as though all hope of escape were lost. And do not consider yourself forsaken if I send some temporary hardship, or withdraw the consolation you desire. For this is the way to the kingdom of heaven, and without doubt it is better for you and the rest of my servants to be tried in adversities than to have all things as you wish. I know your secret thoughts, and I know that it is profitable for your salvation to be left sometimes in despondency, lest perhaps you be puffed up by success and fancy yourself to be what you are not. What I have given, I can take away and restore when it pleases me. What I give remains mine, and thus when I take it away, I take nothing that is yours. For every good gift and every perfect gift is mine. If I send you trouble and adversity, do not fret or let your heart be downcast. I can raise you quickly up again and turn all your sorrow into joy. I am no less just and worthy of great praise when I deal with you in this way. If you think aright and view things in their true light, you should never be so dejected and saddened by adversity, but rather rejoice and give thanks, considering it a matter of special joy that I afflict you with sorrow and do not spare you. As the Father hath loved me, so also I love you, I said to my disciples. And I certainly did not send them out to temporal joys, but rather to great struggles, not to honors, but to contempt, not to idleness, but to labors, not to rest, but to bring forth much fruit in patience. Do you, my child, remember these words? End of part 22.